And we're going to go back now to Capitol Hill, where the luncheon in Statuary Hall is concluding, and this is Senator Charles Mathias making a presentation to the President.
Who are secure in the blessings of liberty. And we are the children's children who enjoy the quality of life that John Adams anticipated. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, to mark this day of celebration, of achievement, and I think of thankfulness, it is my honor to present a crystal bowl to each of you on behalf of the Congress and of the American people. Mr. President, the base of your bowl is engraved with the noble purposes of the Constitution, of which you are the sworn protector. Mr. Vice President, your bowl, the base of your bowl is engraved with the words of Thomas Jefferson's Psalm of Liberty that we heard sung so beautifully in the ceremony today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you all to rise and join me in a toast to the President of the United States.
A simple toast to the President of the United States. Traditional in these ceremonies and other occasions.
I'm not trying to play Dean Martin. Senator Mathias, honorable members of the House and distinguished guests, and the members of the Senate, of course, this has been an historic day and is not over yet. And together we mark the end of one term and the beginning of another. And I want each of you to know how grateful I am for all that you've done. All the energy and personal commitment that you have mustered in these last 4 years to make our system work. In the shifting alliances of a free government, we in this room have been intense allies and, on some issues, but while disagreeing on others. But I think the level of respect and courtesy with which we've treated each other speaks well for us and confirms the viability of this great democratic system, which is now in our care. There's been quite a few inaugurations in my lifetime. I missed Abe Lincoln's, but I do remember Calvin Coolidge's. Even though I was of the other party at the time, he was much loved and respected. I was a Democrat in those days. His inaugural address said, "Our Congress represents the people and the states. In all legislative affairs, they are the national or the natural collaborator of with the President. In spite of all the criticism which often falls to its lot, I do not hesitate to say that there is no more independent and effective legislative body in the world. It is and should be jealous of its prerogatives. I welcome the cooperation and expect to share with it not only the responsibility, but the credit for our common effort to secure beneficial legislation." Calvin Coolidge. Well, I hope we can work together in that same spirit. I have a plaque on my desk in the office that says what I firmly believe, and that is there is no limit to what a man can accomplish if he doesn't care what he can do and where he can go if he doesn't care who gets the credit. So I hope in the days and the years to come that we can move ahead, meet the challenges of our day, thinking only of how much we can accomplish if we maintain our goodwill and cooperation. We're very grateful to you for these gifts, and may I offer a toast to all of you here, the members of the Congress, all the guests who are here with you, and to the best vice president this country has ever had, George Bush, and for the next 4 years.
A few moments before, too, we're going to go back to the Statuary Hall and the Capitol, and President Reagan is now speaking again there at a luncheon.
We can see the celebration of this day. And, Tip, do you have a key, too? If you don't, feel free to borrow at any time. All right. Thank you all very much.
That was a reference to the fact that the President, for the first time, in anyone's memory, was given a key to the Capitol, not by Tip O'Neill, but by Bob Michael, who was the Republican leader of the House of Representatives. O'Neill and Michael are great cronies. They play golf together and so on. And Tip and Reagan have this kind of friendly bantering that goes on from time to time. The Speaker of the House, Thomas P. Tip O'Neill, they are at opposite ends of the political spectrum, however, and that does fray their personal relationship more often than not. That they're political adversaries by day and then friends after six, as the president once called it. O'Neill once called Reagan Hoover with a smile, which is about a cutting.